This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. How do Texan fans feel about this description of Nick Caley's offense? This was from John Metchie, who was on Texans All Access last week with the interview ran last week with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. This was John Metchie talking about the new Texans offense.
It's good. It's good. I relate to it a lot. I like it. It's very similar to an offense I had in with Bill O'Brien at Alabama my last year. And a little bit of that Sark offense, too, because of the West Coast. So it's been pretty good for us to adjust to it. It's been pretty easy. It's fun for the receivers. It's our type of offense for sure. It gives a lot of power to the offensive players, a lot of trust with the offensive players. So we've been enjoying
it. Okay. So we should point out Sark, Steve Sarkisian, he was the OC at Alabama during Metchie's time there.
Yeah, and I think that's where I think when sometimes – people try to forecast or predict exactly what Nick Caley's offense is going to look like. It's hazardous because he's been in two different places. He spent most of his time in New England. He's most recently been with the Rams. So two different worldviews, two different coaching personalities. And just like most NFL offenses these days, they're mutt offenses. It's hard to say, oh, yeah, that's exactly a Kubiak-Shanahan-style system, or that's exactly this, that, or the other. I think the big thing when he talks about giving a lot of power to the players, especially on the receivers, does the quarterback have command at the line of scrimmage? Is the quarterback going to help direct pass protection? It sounds very much like that will be the case, or at least that's what they're working towards, which is a stark difference from last year. And then when it comes to the receivers, what are they doing to adjust the coverages? How much are you tweaking things based on pre-snap look and what happens? I think there's going to be more of a level of complexity to this offense. And that's a challenge. That's a challenge for the receivers. That's a challenge for the quarterback. It's something that I've always liked. If you can do it right, it's harder to do it right. It's harder to execute. The one thing about a Gary Kubiak type system or a Shanahan type system is the quarterback doesn't necessarily have a whole lot of command, but it does because when run properly, if you're trying to execute everything right, it can take an average quarterback and turn him into a Matt Schaub. Mm-hmm. It can take whatever Brock Purdy is and turn him into Brock Purdy. I don't want to say he's an average quarterback, but you know what I mean? Guys play above and beyond what your expectations are. My concern with it was always that it feels like it puts a glass ceiling on just how far they can go. Because when it comes to the stuff that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and those guys do pre-snap and the control they have over the offense, that's not quite in the classic Shanahan system. So with if you look at Deshaun Watson and the way that Bill O'Brien brought Deshaun Watson along, it was the first couple of years, it was a grind. It was trying to, figure out a bunch of this stuff, the more complex part of the game. By 2020, Deshaun really had it. Mm-hmm. Deshaun just understood the system and was doing some really, really good things with it. But obviously, there were a few things that went awry.
Yeah.
I think, CJ is 100% capable mentally of doing all this. Now it's just a matter of getting the reps Yeah. And he's learned a lot of lessons in the first couple of years, but now he's got to learn a new offense. And there is, it's like learning to drive a manual transmission for the first time.
Yeah.
You could be hell on wheels with an automatic, but if you've never driven a manual transition, you're going to have to get some things into the muscle memory.
Yeah, for sure. I think the thing that would trigger people from that Mechie audio we just played was the mere mention of the name Bill O'Brien and talking about Bill O'Brien's offense.
Yeah.
I would point out, Mechie played for Bill O'Brien at Alabama. Bill O'Brien was running Alabama's offense at Alabama. He wasn't running Bill O'Brien's offense at Alabama.
Yeah. Right? And I wonder, though, too. I mean, he was, but he probably introduced some of his own elements into it.
Sure.
And the other thing about CJ in adapting to that is that he did have a lot of command at the line of scrimmage at Ohio State. And at Ohio State, they'll run option routes. And so an option route is just where the receiver is going to change his route based on what coverage and what leverage he sees.
Mm-hmm.
So the quarterback's got to be on the same page. If you're thinking about your three wide receivers, and each one of them might be running two or three different routes based on the coverages, that's a whole lot of beautiful mind stuff going on in your head about where the options are and everything. That's the part that it takes a while. And I'm guilty of this. I honestly didn't even think about the fact that he brought up Bill O'Brien would probably trigger people in terms of like, wait a second.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
we got rid of Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say the same thing I say about Nick Caserio coming from New England. They did obviously a lot of really, really good things in New England, and I don't mind him doing things that they did in New England as long as he's also doing things his own way and being his own man. And he's very much – Caserio has very much been his own man. He's done some things in the draft that are starkly different from the way the Patriots operated in the draft.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you think Bill Belichick would have guaranteed Jaden Higgins' whole second round contract if he didn't have to?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
And Belichick had an affinity for small college guys, where Casario's been the exact opposite.
Exact opposite. Yeah, it's all power.
Casario wants a track record of guys performing against as much good competition as possible, including in practice, so you just have a bigger sample size. So Casario, by all means, take the good lessons that you learned from New England, but then you're going to put your own spin on it and be your own man, and I think Caserio has done that.
Jeff Luhnow sat down with Chandler Roman and Tyler Stafford from the Crush City podcast last week. Some really good audio. We've played some of it already in the show. But the part that I love, I just love these. This is why I like when Caserio gets into anecdote mode on our show. GMs have great stories if you let them tell stories. He had a couple of stories, Luhnow did, about trades that didn't happen, including one massive one that might have changed the number of World Series championships this team had if it had gone through. Trade anecdotes from Jeff Luhnow coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.